Hey there, this is Vision Eternity Ministries. My name is Lee Klein, and Jesus has been talking to us about coming up higher, being that perfect bride without spot or wrinkle, actually doing his work, preparing the way for him. Let's acknowledge him before we go on. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for teaching us, giving us this revelation knowledge, this knowing of where we're at and where we need to be. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory. Let's start actually in verse 2, John 15. Verse 1, I'm the vine and my Father is vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes that branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without abiding and being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me, and I in you, bear, and I in him, bears much abundant fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Cut off from vital union with me, you can't do anything. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you live by vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask what you will, and it will be done for you. When you produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified that you shall improve yourselves to be true followers of mine. So with that in mind, let's go over to Mark 11. Mark 11, and these are both Amplified Classic Bible that I'm reading from. In verse 13, he sees a fig tree covered with leaves, and he went to see if he could find any fruit on them. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears in the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And he said, "No one will ever eat from you." And his disciples were listening to what he said. And then, in verse 20, in the morning, they were passing along, and they noticed that fig tree was withered, completely away to its roots, the one that Jesus said, "No one will ever eat fruit from you again." And he said to them, he replied, "Have faith in God constantly." Now think about what we read in John 15. That's what he's saying. He's saying, abide in me and I will abide in you. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, because you're abiding, you're going to have his power. Because you're abiding, you're going to have fruit in your life. And the fruit is his character and being able to speak to the mountain. He said, if you have constant faith, if you are vitally united to the vine, he said, whatever you say to this mountain, it's going to happen. You can say, be lifted up and thrown into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart, then what you say will take place. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe and trust, be confident that you will get it, and you will get it. And how do you get that confidence? Being on the vine. Realize you can't do anything without Jesus, vitally united to the vine. So that's what he's showing us. We're going to have his power in our life when we're united to the vine. And that fig tree, he was saying, represents someone with no power. Because remember, he said, if you're a dead branch, you're just going to be tossed out. You're going to be tossed out and burnt into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm filling in a few blanks. But he said that. He said in verse 8, if a person does not dwell in me, he's thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. So it's a cool revelation, and he's been talking about us coming up higher and doing his work And so when we abide in him and he abides in us, we can ask what we will and it will be done. And if we're just dead branches, just like that fig tree, we're going to wither up and die. And I just thought it was a really cool revelation, because he's saying the reason we don't have his power in our life, the reason we don't have fruit, is because we're not taking him seriously. We're not united with him to the vine. And so we speak to the mountain, we say this, we say that, but nothing happens. Nothing's happening because we're not united. We're not departing from that sin that we've been talking about. We're not letting him cleanse us because we just want to. We want to just quick enjoy this life before it's gone, because we don't understand what eternal life is. We don't understand the new heaven and the new earth. We don't understand if we're a dead branch that we're going to be tossed into the furnace. We're going to be burned. And so walking around without fruit is what Jesus is saying, as being dead. We're walking around, and like we talked about yesterday, we're just like faking it. I'm a Christian, but I have no fruit. I don't take on his character. I don't have power when I speak. But I'm a Christian, and Jesus is going to say, I didn't know you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly. And so that's what he was showing me, that fig tree represented, and I wasn't even asking, but he said it represents those who are walking around as dead branches with no fruit. And then it, in one translation, it said it wasn't even the, or maybe it was this one, it wasn't even the season for figs. And he said, we need to be ready in season and out. We don't know the hour or day that he's coming. We have no idea when he's coming. So we need to be ready all the time. We need to have that fruit. We need to be pruned to grow richer and fuller fruit, like Jesus said, more abundant fruit, not going backwards, not being detained, not letting the enemy overtake us, not even getting depressed and discouraged. We're in that state when we're not on the vine, when we don't let Jesus prune us, when we don't let him recreate us in his likeness, when we don't let him teach us and confront us of our sin, when we're not willing to let it go, then we're going to walk off into the darkness already. We're already turning dead. Depression is a dead thing. Discouragement is a dead thing. And he wants us to be alive and vibrant and full of his spirit, doing his work, getting ready, preparing to be that bride without spot or wrinkle, going off and getting those people that are lost saved by our character, by the power that resides in us. And so he's calling us. He's calling us up higher to get ready, to prepare the way for him, to go and do his work. He said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing and even greater things. But we're not. We're diseased. We don't have fruit. We're discouraged. We're listening to the enemy. We're doing our own thing. We're quick enjoying the slave, as I said, thinking when this is gone, all the fun is gone, because of what we don't know, because we don't know the importance of eternal life, because we're not paying attention, not realizing that a dead branch is vital not to be a dead branch, because that is hell. And so, you know, he's giving us this information. He's telling us things to come so that we can prepare so we're not thrown off into the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we're not even considered. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do my will. We can't do his will if we're a dead branch. We can't do his will without fruit. And, you know, we're just thinking the minimum. Okay, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal. I go to church every Sunday. I'm a good person. That's not it. That's baby stuff. He's asking us to grow up from there and be cleansed to be perfect as he is, that bride, without spot or wrinkle. And we need him to do that. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But we're trying. It's too hard. You can't do it. You have to ask him, come, live on the inside of me. Seek him, you'll find him. Knock and the door will be open. Teach me how to live in your kingdom. Teach me how to be that golden vessel. Show me what's to come. He said he would. He said he would tell us things to come. Ask him to let you know where you're at. Let me know where I'm at, Lord. Help me get that sin out of my life. You can't take sin with you. You can't move in with him until you've detached from that sin, until you've made a choice. Is it Jesus or the sin? Which one do you want? Which one? Jesus said that he's the true vine and the Father is a vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more richer and more excellent fruit. More richer and more excellent fruit. That's what we need. So we can do what he did. So we can look like he looks. So that's what I have for you today. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word, for this revelation, knowledge of knowing that we can't do anything without you. We can't say it and it'll be without you, without abiding in you. We can't bring glory to you, to the Father. We can't make you proud of us until we've sat at your feet, until we've been cleansed with your word, pruned. And so we thank you for doing that. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to see clearly what you're saying. Jesus has a word for us. He's saying, I have something for you to do, which is much more satisfying than trying to live your last minutes here, which is temporary. And that which is temporary won't last. I have something for you to do that is exciting, fulfilling, and eternal, eternal, eternal. He's saying eternal. Think of eternal. So come to me. Seek me, and I will show you. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good to us. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.